This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey everyone, welcome to Fat Mascara. How are you? I'm Jessica.
Welcome. What if there was just a bunch of people listening to us right now and they answered you? I'm doing great, Jess. How are you?
That would be like the start of the children's fantasy movie in my head.
I love that. I'm Jen Sullivan. Hi.
Did you ever see that movie with a bunch of little people in the mirror?
And they talk back to you?
The girl goes in the mirror. She walks in the mirror.
Oh, yes.
She steps into the mirror.
It's like Puffalumps.
No, that's a toy. That's a toy. Okay. Hug a bunch.
Okay, I was close. I was close.
Yeah, you were actually really close.
Listen, I know my 80s toy knowledge pales in comparison to yours. I know this. I know this, but it's actually
the only thing I'm interested in.
It's funny because nostalgia keeps coming up. Like 80s toys. Why not?
I don't know. I think about Hug a Bunch all the time.
Do you really? It wasn't a huge toy. It wasn't like a Cabbage Patch Kid.
No, but the movie was like very, you know what? The movie was affecting, and okay, there's a beauty tie-in because there was a woman, there was something in the movie where this woman had to like eat berries that kept her young, which was very pre-proto Death Becomes Her.
But I have core memories of this movie as well. Have we never talked about this?
No, I've probably only talked about it to like three other people and now all of our listeners.
Jess, I am not kidding you. I sometimes try and think, how did I end up in beauty? There's like snippets of different movies and different toys I had growing up that I think informed it. And this is one of them.
The berries, right?
Yes. I know the scene you're talking about. And
the berries spill.
Oh, out of the jar. So my other Jess, my Jess who lives in Philly, she and I often talk about this movie and how like we watched it at one sleepover because we got it from Video Village on VHS. Yeah. And then it was like we wanted to watch it every other sleepover we had for that year. And so we just got so into this movie and did it have a toy tie-in? I don't even know who the—
Yeah, the Hug a Bunch.
Yeah, I never had the toy, but the movie, yes. Formative movie in my canon.
It was great. That was cinema. That was peak cinema. And and there's no telling me otherwise.
Oh my God. We just pulled that out of who knows where with all the listeners listening in. Glad you guys could be here for that.
I'm a hit at parties. Anyway, welcome to our show.
Welcome to our show. I love that you're like, but there was a beauty tie-in.
There was. The berries.
Love that.
Anyway.
How's it going? Like, what are you burning? What's the scent?
What am I currently burning? I got, Jeff actually bought this. He bought it because I told you we bond over our candles. He bought one of those doorstopper nest candles, the birchwood pine. So it's still
pine-y. That's the three wicker.
Yeah. And what's wonderful about this is that it really fills up the entire apartment.
You don't have it on the floor, right?
No, God, no, not like a literal doorstopper. How terrible.
Just double checking. They are quite hefty.
No, I just mean like it's like a planter. It looks like a planter. It's so big.
No, I know. I could imagine somewhere safely someone putting it on a floor, but that's, no. Okay,
yeah. So it's on your— What are you burning?
Oh, I'm burning. I took us to Morocco for this episode. Oh, I'm burning the Vahy. I'm not sure if that's how you say that candle brand. Vahy. They have a candle called Luna, and it smells like a Medina. It just has this myrrh and frankincense, but like the true myrrh and frankincense, like churchy kind of Moroccan spice. You've smelled when people burn the actual material and it has that smokier quality than even the note. That's, yeah, I went sexy and mysterious for this
episode.
Yeah,
very sexy and mysterious. I'm still like Christmas time, yeah.
Well, it's a spicy and I think warming scent, as we've discussed.
Yeah, it's true.
We're done with the florals now for the foreseeable future.
Yeah. I'm still trying to like keep it very cozy in my house. I have this horrible chair that I'm sitting in. I need a new cozy chair. I want to get a new chair to sit in, like a desk chair.
Oh, all right. Put it out to the fam. Maybe they'll have suggestions.
Yeah, but I want to, okay, if anybody, so I have some just like desk homework and then we're going to get to the news. Does anybody have a desk chair that looks like a high back nice chair that doesn't look like a gamer chair?
Wow. It is an ask. I know exactly what you mean. And that's funny you say that because Atlas just got his first gamer chair and it looks like a race car. Like it looks like he's sitting in a race car chair. Yeah. You don't want one of those aero, like, yeah. Let's talk offline. I might have some suggestions.
Yeah.
But
I want a high back chair that doesn't look corny.
And ergonomic and office-y.
Yeah.
All right. That's a good one. And that is beauty adjacent. We want your posture to be good. That affects your entire, how your shoulders sit, right?
Yeah, I'm all cramped up, like lunged forward.
No, we need to roll the shoulders back. Everybody do that with us actually right now. That feels really good. Okay, roll your shoulders back. Get situated because, wow, we shot out in Canon in 2024. The beauty industry is on full buzz. Things happening. Let's get into the episode. We'll talk about it. Okay. I just need to keep a theme going that started with Jamie Greenberg on Friday, but has been building in the beauty world in general since Christmas. Let's talk about the Sephora girls. We have to get this out there. So the Sephora girls, as I'm sure you've all seen, it's like taken, maybe you haven't, it's taken over TikTok. The mean tweens that are up in the beauty stores, both Sephora and Ulta, just no regard for fellow shoppers, taking the testers, being messy, just getting in there. And other shoppers are fighting back and they're making social video content of these girlies and no one is happy.
Shoppers are fighting back.
Well, so you, I think, experienced it without it having its TikTok name yet. But remember when you went fragrance shopping pre-Christmas at the Sephora in Manhattan and you were like,
oh,
it was insanity in there.
Yeah, everyone was like elbow to elbow. But they weren't like disrespectful.
They weren't young.
They were.
Okay.
They weren't disrespectful. They were just like enthusiastic.
I love the enthusiasm. And that's where I want to go with this. I love the enthusiasm. I love bringing more people into beauty culture. But yeah, people are being disrespectful. And I think it's like going to be even more obvious because they got all these gift cards to Ulta and Sephora for the holidays.
Yeah.
That was why I think it's all happening. So they got all these gift cards. And so, yeah, when you're that age and you want to go, it's so fun to go shopping with your friends, right? And it's a big gaggle of girls. And maybe they haven't yet learned about personal space and or just being respectful. People are not happy.
That's funny. Yeah, because I was, well, what I found funny about that scene when I'm flashing back to the moment when I was trying to kind of edge in and find a fragrance, I definitely felt like I can't, like, it was a numbers game. There's one of me and there was a wall of young people at the fragrance wall.
Okay.
It was, but I didn't feel like they were being rude. I just felt like maybe just kind of unaware, young.
Right.
And they were all different. It was like a mixed group of kids. And I felt like, oh, I remember going to the mall.
For the meetup.
To meet up. Like, I was like, there's no way that they all came together in the same cab or something. And I was like, okay, this is like when I would go to the mall, and just I'm sure you relate to this, Jen. Like, I'm so, well, maybe you do. And it was like, you're going to get to know other kids. Maybe don't go to your school, different grade. And it felt like that. They were having like little conversations, like some were a little bit older, a little bit younger, boys and girls.
Well, go do it at the food court. Don't do it at the end cap when I'm trying to try tubing mascaras is the point.
But they were in their own little, that's right. They were in their own little universe. And I was just like, you know what? They're having their thing. And I kind of looked on with like, those were the days, right? Like those were the days.
Well, I'm glad you have a lot of empathy for this group because a lot of people in the United States do not. And they're pulling out their phones and taking pictures of these mean girls.
Well, if they're not being disrespectful, they were just kind of like having their chill moment.
I think in general, we're just going to see more and more tweens and pre-tweens and pre-teens coming and shopping in these prestige stores. And I guess Sephora is a somewhat prestige place to shop. And if you're used to going there and trying your perfumes in peace, the Sephora kids are really going to bug you. So anyway, no comment from Ulta or Sephora, by the way. I'll link to some stories on this.
I don't think this is ultimately a bad thing for them. It's...
No.
Yeah, this is a good thing.
And what kind of comment would they make? I think the New York Post reached out for comments. Like, what are they going to say? No, there needs to be an age limit. That was something that somebody floated on social media. It was like, oh, these stores should have like a 13 and up or whatever the age limit. You can't put an age limit on a beauty store.
So silly.
How are they going to get their baby Dior? Come on now. Okay, the Super Bowl is in less than a month now. Very exciting. NYX will be debuting its very first Super Bowl ad, which made me flash back to Elf doing a Super Bowl ad last year for the Jennifer Coolidge with the primer. Mm-hmm. And I think just in general, we're going to see more beauty ads during the Super Bowl as the NFL caters more to a female customer. But Jess, any guesses on what product NYX will be talking about in their Super Bowl ad?
I don't know. Tell us.
The Duck Plump lip gloss that is everywhere. Duck Plump. First of all, I reached out to NYX to try and find out the name of the employee who named this lip gloss because I wanted to shout them out on the show. Have not heard back yet, but genius name, in my opinion. How many times have we said, please bring the humor back to beauty? Why is it not more fun? Duck Plump.
Duck Plump.
Yeah.
Duck Plump.
So I haven't tried this one yet, but there's another, a lot of these plumping lip venom-y type capsaicin infused lip glosses are coming back. I'm not surprised because they kind of mimic the look of filler a little bit. So I've been actually using do I have it on today? The Maybelline one. It's the Lift Plump Plus Chili, but it has the same vibe.
And does it hurt?
Yeah, they do burn, but it's a slower burn than I'm used to from plumping lip glosses in the past. You put it on and you're like, okay, it's fine. But then when you're eating certain spicy food, it like creeps up behind you. The feeling is meant to last for an hour. So if you don't like that kind of feeling, definitely do not buy it. But of course, that's the product that they're going to be advertising on their Super Bowl ad, which I think is
fun.
I wonder
how much that costs.
A Super Bowl ad, I feel like it's $100,000 for the 60 seconds or whatever. That's what it used to be. At least
I feel like it's more.
Is it a million? Am I just like giving out numbers from like the 1920s?
Yeah, I think that's very low.
Did they even have Super Bowl in the 1920s?
I think 100,000 is really low, Jen.
Jesus. I know when I said it in my head, Jesus, I saw a million. Jen. I saw a million, but I said 100,000.
Oh my God.
Add three more zeros. Add three more zeros to my estimate. We'll get back to you with the actual number. And also, I just want to make sure I got the name of the Maybelline right. It's Maybelline Max Lift.
If it was 100,000, wouldn't like everybody advertise during the suit? Fat mascara.
We're going to be buying
at the halftime show. Jen and I like shaking it.
Could we get together $100,000 just to like have me and you?
Yes.
Oh my God. Let me make sure I get the name of the product right. So nobody, if anybody's interested, the one I was talking about, Maybelline Max Lift Plus Chili Pepper. Sorry, I think I said it wrong. But I think you're going to be seeing more of these plumping lip glosses, not just in Super Bowl ads, but just out in the stores in general. All right, moving on. Kourtney Kardashian launched a new supplement for her Lemmy brand. It's called Lemmy Purr Vaginal Health Gummies. And the scientists do not like it. They are coming for her. So basically, this supplement has pineapple and vitamin C. And the Lemmy website says that it's made with a clinically studied ingredient, SNZ-1969, that's demonstrated to support vaginal odor and freshness. Jess has questions. Go ahead.
Oh, no, this was the hand that meant stop. It wasn't a question.
It was, please make it stop. Well, so here's what's going on. Dr. Mickey Karam, he's a urogynecologist in Beverly Hills. He told the Daily Mail, even the Daily Mail's in on this, asking all the scientists what they think. He told the Daily Mail, it's pseudoscience. It's ridiculous. I have no idea where Lemmy came up with that concoction, but there's nothing anywhere that's ever been shown in peer-reviewed scientific literature that the vagina is lacking or would benefit from vitamin C or pineapple extracts. I think I know why those are the ingredients, by the way. Yes, agreed. I also double-checked all of this and looked in research. There's no research on these. But isn't there that urban legend that pineapple juice makes your odor fresher and, like, taste better?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You've heard that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why Dr. Karam hadn't heard that.
Maybe he did, but he didn't want to put it in print.
Yeah, he didn't want to give it credence.
Yeah.
This myth has persisted for so long, we can't even touch on it. Well, here I am bringing it up again.
Yeah.
I don't know how that got out there, but that is not true. So maybe they thought if we put pineapple extract in this thing, people will think that it's going to make them feel better. One more quote here from, because the science, there's many, many gynecologists willing to give you a negative quote on this particular supplement. She says, this is Dr. Samina Raham. She says, quote, it is an example of predatory marketing in feminine hygiene in order to monetize off of women's insecurities around their vagina and vaginal discharge.
I'm glad somebody else said it.
Yeah. I mean, I love a supplement as much as the next person, but like, this is not going to do anything for you. And it's also going to make you think, wait, do I need this?
Is there something wrong with me? It puts the question in people's heads, and she has a lot of influence.
She does. So anyway, I think I like this because I like seeing scientists willing to enter the pop culture conversation with regards to some of these products, because I think it helps people understand how marketing works and know what works for them and what doesn't.
And she has a lot of influence as a wellness authority. And this product, yeah, I think this product puts a question in people's minds that maybe wasn't there. And it's a very easy, accessible solution. It makes me sad when I think about how many people already think there's something wrong with their bodies and have misconceptions about sexual health. And this is an easy fix for something maybe that doesn't need to be fixed. And if something does need to be fixed, well, then you got to go see a doctor.
Yes. And actually, in a lot of the backlash, I'll call it, that has been coming out about this supplement, the doctors are saying if there is an unpleasant odor that bothers you or that others can smell or that you can smell, that does mean that something's wrong. It should be bad enough that, like, if you think it's unpleasant, then you might have a medical condition. That's very different from the natural scent of a vagina.
But let this not be like the leader in the next vitamin C gummy, sleep gummy, hair gummy. She's somebody who has a lot of influence on the wellness industry.
Yeah. Okay. Do you want to go to the science corner where things make sense?
Take us there.
Let's go. Okay. This is really interesting, and I thought this was crazy. Did you know they have just discovered that the scent of human tears lowers aggression? Let me explain to you, by the way. It's from everybody's favorite journal, PLOS Biology. Researchers harvested tears. Wait, let me just tell you this first and then.
This is getting weirder by the second.
No, okay. Researchers harvested tears from women and then had men smell them.
I'm grossed out right now.
Okay. Oh, don't say it. All right. This is science, but like, this is how they tested this. What do tears do? This has often been a question in science. Like, why biologically do we have tears? Well, they have chemical scent messengers in them. Anyway, they harvested tears from women, had men smell them, and then part of the experiment was a tape under their nose with the women's tears saturated there, and then they were to play a computer game. And the computer game makes them think they're against another human, but it's a betting game, and there's an aggressive move you can make, and they had an aggression quotient based on, like, how aggressively you play the game. Jess, The men that were sniffing women's tears while they played the game, how much less aggressive do you think they were? Give me a percentage.
I don't know. I'm like, actually, I feel sickly uncomfortable hearing about this study.
Why?
Because it feels like something a serial killer harvested the tears from the women.
Now, I looked into what that meant. All it meant is the women cried and they collected it in a vial.
I know, but just the whole thing feels dark. Go on.
43.7% less aggressive. That is a big number.
I'm glad the men's hearts softened from the smell of the women's tears.
Yes.
So cry next time you're around a scary man. I'm sure that works all the time. This is not doing it for me. I'm sorry. This study sucks. It's really like...
There are so many ways they can use this knowledge, but here's...
It's so disturbing, this whole image.
Well, what they wanted to study really was the fact that humans have, we are animals, we can smell each other's emotions in ways that we don't realize. I think that's what you should take away from this instead of thinking of like Silence of the Lambs.
Yes, that's exactly, yes. This is like, yeah, the kind of like picture
you're
painting.
Away from the picturing how the study was conducted. Humans were harmed in the study. Don't worry.
I just don't believe that people necessarily soften when they see people in pain. That's
so here's the thing.
Feeling.
It might be when they see tears, but when they get close, in the discussion of the study they were talking about, in many cultures, when a child is crying or a person is crying, what does the other person do? They kiss their cheek, right? You know, you want to comfort them. And the scent, which when you're closer, you can smell more strongly, it helps a human bond with another human. Because if I can smell this signal that maybe you can't consciously smell, but if I'm close to someone crying, I am going to bring down my aggression level. I'm sure there's other emotions that are attached to this. This is all they were studying, this particular study. But I want to help you. There is a biological reason for tears, is what we're finding. So is it that you are releasing the emotion of it's making me feel better by crying? It might be, but we're such social animals that it also might have evolved because by crying, you're signaling to the others in your group, I need help. I need you to care about me. I need you to lower your aggression. I need you to not be fighting with me right now. Let's stop the fight. I'm crying. So clearly, which is also a tactic I've seen of many.
I was going to say, I'm going to start crying in any uncomfortable situation.
But I have had that happen to me at work meetings where I wasn't even sad, but there was aggression from another person, whether it's because I messed something up in work or whatever. And like, you know, when you feel like you're going to cry at your job and it's the most horrible feeling ever and you have to run to the bathroom? Tell me you've never had that feeling.
No, I have. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. There's a biology in that. By crying, you're telling the person that is the quote unquote aggressor, no.
It's too much. Back
it's
off.
It's too much.
Back off.
Yeah. I thought this was fascinating, both that we can smell things that we don't think we can smell, that there's
it's
chemical
Jen.
Messengers.
Ready? Mistakes what? Were made.
I'm picturing like when I, my first job, when I cried like pretty much on a weekly basis in the bathroom, the mistakes were made. I don't know. I would definitely mind sometimes, but should I have let her see me cry? Maybe then she'd be nicer. That's what I should have done.
Doubtful. Do not.
That's the ticket, guys. Here's the takeaway for everybody. Next time you're in an altercation with someone and you feel like you're going to cry and you got to run away to go do that, maybe just cry right in front of them and they'll be like nicer to you.
Bad advice.
I don't know. Anyway, that's what the scientists are up to
that
over at
Jen's
Plus.
Career Corner.
We went from science corner to career corner.
Just like, cry in your boss's face.
Well, I'm sorry that went dark for you, but for everybody else, little takeaway, I'll link to the study on the episode recap in case you want to dig into it and find out how they did it. Okay, let's go raise one.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Thank you.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff. With real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Listen, there are so many skincare products on the market claiming to help reduce fine lines and wrinkles, and you know I will try most of them. But how do you know your products are actually working? Some research to back up the claims. That's why Jess and I are all about Ritual. They created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted a clinical study to take the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual's Hyacera is now a part of my skincare routine, and I got in the habit of taking it every day by putting the cute little purple jar right next to my sunscreen. It looks nice on my vanity, and let's be honest, I love that. But once I stuck with the habit, I really noticed a difference in my skin. I am not the only one. In a clinical study, taking Hyacera for 90 days led to a 3.6-time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles as compared to placebo. And it led to a 2.9 increase in skin smoothness. I also like that they're easy to swallow. The capsules sort of taste like vanilla. They're not all weird and fishy like some other supplements. Plus, Ritual is a certified B Corp, something we learned about on a recent episode. And all their supplements, including the Daily Protein and their Sleep Bio Series Melatonin supplement, are vegan, gluten-free, and made traceable. Do what Jess and I did. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off.
Okay, everyone, it's raise a wand time. And this time, we're going to flip the script. We're...
Sure.
I want one of those like Mario Lopez kind of gigs where I just say...
The amount of energy you have to bring to like live television, I could not manufacture that all the time. Wow.
If they paid you enough.
Yeah. How are we flipping the script, Jess?
Instead of us raising a wand, this time... The joke's on you. That didn't even make sense. They would fire me so quickly. This time,
stick to the teleprompter, Matlin.
This time, I'm going to pass you the wand.
This is getting confusing. If you guys remember, last week we said, you guys always get to raise a wand to a product you like, but sometimes we issue homework,
right? You're so straightforward.
I know. I'm trying to be clear. We issue you the homework. Like, Jess is in the mood for like a shine serum. Can you help her? Here's a listener who has an idea. This time, we wanted you, the listeners, to tell us what you were looking for. Us meaning Jess and Jen, but also the whole fan. So tell us what product you need, and we're all going to help you find it next week. So we got a couple of these submissions, and we have group homework, let's call it. All right? Let's listen to this listener. Let's see if we can help her.
Take it away.
Hi, Jen and Jess. I am getting married in June, and I've been on the hunt for a summer wedding perfume. I'm thinking some sort of an ethereal white floral would be really lovely, and I'd love to hear any recommendations that you might have. Thank you so much. Huge fan of the show and of you both. Bye.
So now you've got to help her figure out which fragrance she should wear to the big day.
I love that you're still doing your TV voice. I think this is...
I'm never going to stop.
Maybe soon she'll stop. I have a couple ideas already. I'm sure when you heard that, you immediately had a couple ideas, but I want to think on it and I'm not going to share because I want you to share. So call us.
Can I say something? Can I say something?
Yes, of course.
Light, sheer, not overpowering.
Yeah, white floral can be, I mean, you can have a fracas and like she's coming down the aisle and the guy doing the video two rooms away can smell it. But I don't know if we want that for her.
No. I also think test drive. You're going to want to test drive that baby.
Right. We've got time here. Did she say June she was getting married, I think?
I forget.
Look at this. We could keep this going all spring, all through the winter and spring, guys. No, let's not do that. Let's do it for a couple. Let's find out, though.
Nothing recognizable.
So that was, my immediate thought was like an iconic white floral that's very ethereal. No. But then I was like, but other people are going to be wearing it. She wants something special to her for that day that will be linked with the memories of that day.
Yeah.
So let's all think on it. Call us with your suggestions. We're going to share a bunch of them next week, the following week, on the Raise a Wand portion of the show. Our phone number is 646-481-8182. It's also in the show notes. I will not pick up the phone. Don't be embarrassed. Just leave a message for our caller who's, we'll just call her June Bride because I don't think June she left Bride. Her name. Help June Bride with her floral fragrance, please.
Did I also ever tell you, sorry, I'm still thinking about Mario Lopez.
Okay.
Mario Lopez was at the Fragrance Foundation Awards a couple years ago. Oh, you hosted?
Yeah.
That man is like the most ageless man.
Agree. Hard agree. Right?
Have you ever seen him in person? I mean, you've seen him on TV.
He still looks like Slater from Saved by the Bell.
He was like, it wasn't creepy though, like Botox and, you know, Juvederm'd up the wazoo. It's, something's going on there. He's perfect.
He just seems so healthy. He exudes health.
He exudes health. And I don't know if this isn't like Dumois, like gossip, like on set, he's really this, but he seems like a nice guy. Like there was something like perfectly good-natured about him.
We could do a whole sub-podcast of Mario Lopez stands.
Like what is he really like? Doesn't we know him? If anyone has a connection, I'd love to have him on. Well, I mean, Linda Levy has a connection because she hired him.
Oh, for Fragrance Foundation.
Yeah, I'd love to know his fragrance hits and
call
misses.
Call us. 6464. Yeah, Mario Lopez. No,
what if he listens? I don't know. I love him. I love him. Okay. Do you want to raise a wand, Jen?
Yes, I'm ready. It's winter time. I just went to an event for a different product and I was meeting with a publicist and a dermatologist and I was very red, like having a rosacea flare up, but like, so were the both of them. And we just started talking and she was like, oh God, every appointment this week has been rosacea because it's just this one trigger hits in the winter. And all of a sudden, anybody with rosacea is super red. I was like, maybe it's the wool sweaters, the dry heat, the cold air. She's like, stress, holiday stress, that all that. This was like 3 weeks ago. Anyway, I'm always looking for things that can reduce redness.
Yeah.
Classic line, Dr. Jart, Cicapair, right? The tiger grass. Yeah. Line. They've reformulated not the classics that you love, like the green, there's one with like SPF 30 and like a green tint that is really great, the primer. That's not new, but this is, it's called Intensive Soothing Repair Cream. And I did a little testy and I put it on half of my face.
A little testy.
You know how I do a little single variable science corner moment. And it feels cooling, but not in that fake way with menthol. That you're like, oh, great, it'll cool me down and then I'm going to be flared back up from inflammation. It just brought the heat down and brought the redness down and so soothing and like a rich kind of formula, but not too heavy that I couldn't put makeup over top. And I think I'm a new fan. Dr. Dart, okay. Cicapair. I'm a new fan. Raise a wand.
I'll try it.
You don't have issues with redness though, do you ever?
Not yet, but like, let's not tempt fate, okay?
Okay.
Let's move on.
We'll tear in case you need it.
Okay, thanks.
What are you raising a wand to?
I teased this on our Instagram, not knowing I was going to be raising a wand, but I was like, you know what? I need to double down. The people need to know. Fat Mascara sponsor, it just happens to be, well, you know, we only like have sponsors that we love. Show me the way. That's right. I'm not over my TV. I'm auditioning for Access Hollywood, guys. Okay. This is like my.
Show me the way.
Show me the way, guys. Way hair care.
She's doing a commercial over here. You know, most of our audience's audio. She's just sitting here holding up the way and smiling really prettily. Yeah, I'd buy it because look at you. You look adorable. Can you tell us about the product?
Okay. This is the way forward, guys. It's their hair oil.
Yes, their hair oil. Okay, go on.
Hair oils sometimes scare me because I'm like, great, I'm going to have a nice, big, greasy paw section of my hair. Awesome. I'm not a hairstylist. I can't do it like they do. They just freak me out a little bit. This hair oil is awesome. You put a little bit. I'm going to do a little live demo just for Jen.
Just for me. So
just
lucky.
For Jen. I'm doing two pumps in my little paw.
feel like I'm on a okay. Get ready with me TikTok.
Get ready. GRWM, right? Get grown. Uh-huh.
Okay. She emulsified in her palms. Here we go.
Best part is the smell, okay?
Yes.
Now, it's giving for those of you who were born like 2 decades before. It's giving. It's giving Kai.
Speaking of baby beauty editor favorites, remember Kai? Speaking of white florals, remember Kai?
Okay.
Good reference, good reference.
It is so Kai. And Jen Atkin, I mean that with like all the love in the world, lived for Kai. It was the most beautiful white floral fragrance.
It was this under the radar, it's like everybody's celebrity that smelled delicious and you didn't mm-hmm. know was wearing Kai, this like sheer white floral. But anyway, okay, so the scent of the Way hair
it's
oil.
It's so Kai.
Reminds you of that.
Yeah, and it was powerful though.
That's how you, okay, that's how you're applying hair oil. Okay, all right, keep going.
This is how I apply, is it not the way? Is it not the way?
I don't know. If that works for you, you're just sort of smoothing it on the top layer.
Oh, no, I'm like, I'm raking it a little bit. Like, I'm putting my hands through my hair.
Yeah.
Jen Atkin would probably die if she saw the way I'm doing it. But this is like how
we come back on and give us a lesson in product distribution. But it's just for your little, so you're using it for your little flyaway finishes. Your hair's already dry. And
my hair's really dry.
So it's adding a little scent. It's adding a little shine.
A little scent, a little shine. I'm kind of like twirling it.
Yeah.
Twirly girly. Adds a little something, right?
Yeah, it definitely shined it up. I can see like a highlight almost there on that side. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, so texture's nice, but scent
texture,
is like...
scent 1,000.
Got it. That's
better
a good
like
one.
White floral, though. You better like it.
Okay.
Leaves a trail.
Love that. Good rays of wands. Everybody remember the homework. So email us a voice memo, info@fatmascara.com, if you have a white floral to suggest for our June bride, or call us 646-481-8182.
Or the email.
Yeah, I said the email too.
Oh, sorry. I'm like in a heady white floral these.
You do look ethereal and just calmed and beautiful. Should you go get your beauty sleep, maybe?
Yeah, go get it.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.